to the Covenant Eyes podcast. It's your host, Karen Potter, and I have got a great show for you today. We are bringing on someone that has not been on the program before, but is a friend of Covenant Eyes and is in the battle to protect our children and to get information out about the over-sexualization of our children and our culture and how that's impacting our kids. There's a new documentary out called The War on Children, and if you have not seen it yet, please, please check it out. It is really, really profound, and it's something that needs to be shared far and wide. But joining us today to talk about that film is Landon Starbuck. Landon, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you. Well, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you and your husband were able to put together this documentary that is just eye-opening.
Sure. Well, I left the industry as a billboard charting artist to full-time run a nonprofit combating child exploitation called Freedom Forever. And one of the things that we're passionate about is giving parents resources and tools like Covenant Eyes to help them navigate this crazy world that we're living in today. It's never been harder to be a parent. And my husband also left the industry as an award-winning filmmaker. And so we put our talents together because we realized that most of the time that we're spending is just convincing people that this is real, that it's happening, how it's happening. And we realized we needed to show them. And so we combined our talents to make this beautiful film to awaken people, but also inspire them to take action.
Well, it is an incredible film, and certainly it is shocking. I think for a lot of parents, you know, we get bits and pieces throughout the media and on social media of what's happening and what the lay of the land is and the attack on our children. But you lay it out, you lay out the full case from start to finish and all the different ways that our children are being attacked. You really dive into the over-sexualization of culture and how that's impacting children, which here at Covenant Eyes, we certainly are very attuned to that because early pornography exposure actually harms our children in significant ways. It hinders their developmental stages. It hinders their brain development. It rewires their brain. And chemically, actually, you know, as they begin to develop, the mirror neurons will start to mimic the things they see on the screen. And your film kind of, it led me to believe that this is kind of by design, that kids are being exposed to these things because there is an agenda to actually get this in front of them for reasons that really just feel evil to me. But can you talk a little bit about how the film exposes some of that and what's happening to our children?
Right. Well, I mean, all of our internet experience is different. You know, we all have different algorithms. And for some people, they will never see like a sexually explicit adult performance show on their feed. And so we realized that putting that all together for people to help them understand that it's not a, you know, pick your own adventure as it is in the internet world. The real life exists. Real lives are being impacted. And children are being sexualized. So we try to show every facet of that coming from every aspect, you know, of this war that we call it in the institutions. It's coming in the vehicle of education. It's coming in the medical industry. It's coming in the mainstream news networks. And it's coming from global entities as well that have a vested interest in acquiring power. I mean, this is a tale as old as time throughout history. One of the ways that families have been disempowered and governments have come into power is by separating the family, is separating the nuclear family, the parent-child bond. It's one of the most sacred bonds that we have. And so one of the ways that they've done that very successfully is to sexualize children, to destabilize their sense of identity, purpose, belonging to their family.
You know, I think the thing that's interesting, and we held a summit back in 2016, which seems like forever ago, where we had some of the industry leaders that were really addressing pornography specifically come to this event and speak on the topic. And the thing that was most interesting is that the statistics that we did with research with Barna really showed that the church has remained very silent in America on anything really related to sexuality, specifically pornography, but just sexuality in general. And now with the influx of this conversation circulating in culture, what is the church's role in getting engaged and having these conversations? Because people are going to tune to the internet or Google to find answers. shouldn't the church be a beacon of information and hope to people during this time?
100%, Karen. I couldn't agree more, because the reason we're here isn't because evil just reigned. It's because good men and women decided to do nothing, to choose conformity and complacency and comfortability over courage and conviction. And so that's why it's so important for the church to step in and get involved in all of these issues, because it's impacting their constituents. It's impacting an entire generation of vulnerable children that, if left undirected, will fall into the clutches of this evil agenda. And one of the ways that we're seeing that is the early sexualization. You know, if any, you know, parents are listening, we know that kids will emulate what they see, which is precisely why we don't want them to see certain things. They emulate behaviors they see. So if you put a child in a situation where they're going to see something pornographic, sexual adult content, whether it's an R movie, if they're watching that, it sends a message to them that is okay and normal. And so anything we don't want our kids to see, we shouldn't put in front of them. We should be very guarded about. And so when we have those lax boundaries, children will start emulating those behaviors. And that's where the danger and harm is because when they start emulating those behaviors, they become more at risk. Their brain becomes more compromised, more desensitized, more vulnerable to predators, more pornography exposure. And ultimately, it's also about their identity. Their precious childhood is being stolen in this process. And this is what we talk about, you know, in this film, is the desensitization or the grooming of an entire culture. So how did it become okay for children to become sexualized in mainstream culture, in films, in music, in every aspect of our culture? Well, because at first had to be acceptable by their guardians, their parents. And so we had to become groomed to accept this sexualized culture first. And one of the ways that, you know, Hollywood participates in that, in the world that we come from and understand very well, is using the psychological effect called the mirror exposure effect. And in a nutshell, what that is the more you expose somebody to an idea, whether they like it or not, that their values could be completely antithetical to it, the more they're exposed to it, the more that their brain will like it or prefer it. And so if we are inundated with really harmful imagery, we will become normalized, desensitized to it, whether we like it or not. And that is what's happened, is we've spent so much time online instead of our real worlds. And that's the same thing's happening with this next generation of children, the iPad generation that's born with an iPad in their hand, is that world becomes more real. And we know that it's not real. But there's a disconnect there, and that desensitization takes place. And that's what's making evil okay in the mainstream culture and normalizing things that we would never think would have become normalized today.
Yeah. And you bring up Hollywood, which is interesting because, you know, so much of the entertainment that comes from Hollywood, even things that are specifically targeting, you know, our young children or young adults, they really have pushed the boundary of what's allowed and what's acceptable. I mean, what's PG and PG-13 is sometimes very risque. And yet, as parents, these are the things that we use to judge whether or not a content is acceptable for an age group. We can't trust them anymore. So what do we do? I mean, do we just cut all ties to, you know, culture and Hollywood and movies? Is there an anti-culture that's happening? Is there something we can do as parents to not engage in that and to keep feeding that monster?
Absolutely. Well, first we have to reclaim our parental authority, which is recognizing that we've made a mistake. We've absolved our parental authority and handed it over to institutions to raise our children for us.
That's awesome. So I think that's a really good call to action after watching this heavy film, because you're right. You can walk away feeling like this is a lot. Like, where do I begin? So let's talk a little bit about, first, for the listeners that have not watched the film yet, how do they watch it? Where is it available, and how do they get their hands on it?
Absolutely. So go to thewaronchildren.com. That will have all the ways that you can watch. There's different ways to watch, different smart TV, phone options. And then also to download that free Parenting Revolution manual after you watch the film, go to freedomforever.us. You just have to subscribe, and that manual will be sent to you free into your inbox.
Awesome. All right. Well, you've been on a media tour talking to a lot of different organizations, a lot of different media outlets. What has the reception been overall to the film? And do you feel that there is some action that's being taken? Do you feel like a grassroots movement is happening because of the film? It's inspiring some action?
It's been so unbelievable and incredible. We're just independent filmmakers that wanted to help, you know, fill this need to help people understand what's actually happening. And, you know, to see it downloaded over 50 million times is just beyond. I mean, I think it's a God thing. It really is, because there's so many things that happened during the making of this film to try to stop it from being made. And for it to come to fruition like this and reach so many people and get messages like, yeah, it's cool that Elon Musk, you know, shared it and all these big people. But you know, what's really cool is getting the messages from moms and dads that said, I had no idea, like, shame on me for not paying attention. I just didn't know. And now they know and they can do something about it. And that's the most amazing thing, is bypassing the censorship, you know, all of the control measures that they don't want people to know this information. You know, the fact that we've been able to do that just by word of mouth and people sharing it and the power of the film itself has been such a cool experience. And we're just at the beginning. This is only our, you know, I think first month, you know, of the release post February 2nd. So we're excited to see this go global and what else it can do to open eyes and change minds and hearts.
That's incredible. Do you find that church groups are watching this together, or is this kind of like a group activity? I could really see my mom's group kind of getting together and watching this just to empower ourselves with knowledge. Because while I work in, you know, with Covenant Eyes, and I see a lot of the ways that culture has been cultivated over generations to get to the place that we are now, there's a lot of stuff I learned from your film that I did not know as a mom. So are you seeing groups? Are you seeing churches engage in this way? I mean, is it appropriate in those formats?
Yes, absolutely. And we have free church screenings that can be arranged by emailing Lindsay at robbystarbuck.com. Sorry, it's Lindsay. So she sets up the church screenings and small group screenings as well. And also there's a way to gift the film to people who you think might not watch it because of, you know, the monetary issue or whatever it is. So there's a way, a lot of people have been doing that, is gifting the film to others. And that's really awesome because it allows us to continue making films like this.
That's great. And the one thing that I want to kind of clear up too, because oftentimes these conversations, when it comes to our children and kind of where the culture is and the sexualization of our kids, it really kind of ends up being political. And, you know, people on the left and right just bicker back and forth. This really isn't a political issue. This is about our children. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think that politics plays any role in this. It really just, worldview plays a role in this. And it's really just, do you have a biblical worldview of, you know, things and how to protect and guide your children, or do you not? I mean, is that correct, or am I off on that?
So, you know, ultimately, I believe this is a spiritual battle. I mean, when you see kids sexualized, trafficked, exploited, the level of evil is just incomprehensible if you don't actually acknowledge that evil exists. So, you know, this whole, you know, war is about evil and good not fighting back enough and good needing to stand up and fight back now. So I believe that it's ultimately a spiritual battle. And I do have a biblical world lens of how I see where truth comes from and where morality comes from. Why is something right or wrong? Why is pedophilia wrong if morality is just a spectrum and that can be deconstructed? You know, so I think that that's a really important thing, that everything happening now is a result of moral relativism, of nothing being right or wrong, and that Overton window slowly getting, you know, pushed over to make evil things good and, you know, good things no longer existent. But I will say that as much as I hate politics, because just the word and the people and the corruption and everything that we all hate about politics, I do feel that there is a responsibility. And I don't care whether it's a Democrat or a Republican standing up, doing the right thing. We have a duty to stand up as people in America behind policies that are going to protect children. And so I do feel like it's important, especially as a Christian, you know, as a good human being, to step in that arena. That it's uncomfortable, but it's needed, because that's the way our country works. And if we're not in spaces where big decisions are made, those decisions will be made for us. And that's exactly why we're in this situation where big tech, you know, is recruiting children on their platforms, and kids are committing suicide and exposed to porn and predators. Is we do need to be in those spaces. And it doesn't have to be a Republican versus, you know, Democrat issue. It needs to be a policy by policy issue to make things right again.
Absolutely. Are you guys involved in all at, with any policies or any bills that are being promoted in different states or even at the federal level that would protect children in this way? Or is that something that maybe people watching your film might be empowered to, you know, start soliciting their elected officials to, you know, promote things? I've seen bills floating around that would put guaranteed parental controls on all devices for children so that they're not exposed to pornography and different things, or blocking social media without, you know, access in different places. So just curious, you know, are you guys involved in that activism?
Yes, very much so. My husband and I wrote an outline. We called it the CPR Act, the Child Protection and Restoration Act. And we're currently dealing with all the sexually explicit books and basically every angle we can to go after this. There's so many different bills being introduced. One of the things that we're really passionate about and seeing a huge gap in is consequences for predators. We can have all the great laws all day, but if there's no consequences for the people actually perpetrating these crimes, or they're not sufficient, that's where we have a real need. And so we have you know, put a lot of resources to those bills happening and across America. And we consult on that and help other states as well find that right language and in how we message that in other states.
That's great. Well, good. So as we bring today's episode to a close, I do want to just point our listeners once again to where they can get the film and also how they can learn more about you and your husband and the different things that you're working on. It sounds like you guys are working on so many different things. So just point them to the best place to get all of that information.
Well, thank you again for having me. Love Covenant Eyes. Love what you guys do. That's why we partner at Freedom Forever with y'all. And think y'all are a great resource. So we want to continue promoting you guys as well. But you can go to The War on Children to watch the film, thewaronchildren.com. You can follow me on social media at Landon Starbuck, my husband at Robbie Starbuck, and get involved in all of the ways that we can protect our children and continue fighting on until this evil stops.
Awesome. And then you did mention also because we have a lot of pastors and ministry leaders that listen to our podcast. So you mentioned the church license and you said Lindsay at, and I don't remember the email address, but I do want to call that out one more time.
Yes. So if you want to do a free church screening or free small group screening, email Lindsay at robbystarbuck.com. That's LINDSAY at RobbyStarbuck.com.
Perfect. All right. Well, listeners, definitely check out this film and then be sure to engage. It's a great, I think personally, a great small group or church activity that you can watch together and have a dialogue and discuss, because you'd be surprised how many people in your church maybe weren't aware of all the different ways that the children are under attack. Well, thank you so much, Landon, for joining us on the Covenant Eyes podcast. And thank you for being a good friend to Covenant Eyes over the years as well. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Karen.
Yep. And to all our listeners out there, thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Covenant Eyes podcast. We'll see you again. Take care. God bless.